Blog Talk Radio.
What you gonna do to me? I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to bring from my lips is a scream of absurdity.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it has been a while. And again, Happy New Year to you. Of course, it is 2020. 2023, and I hope everyone brought in the new year and celebrated. And some of you guys maybe got some good sleep this past Saturday going into Sunday. So, again, I'm glad you're here. It is, again, another Old School Monday music from the Pointer Sisters from 1983, Automatic. Love that. And, of course, those who don't know, we just lost, actually on New Year's Eve, we lost the infamous, the lovely Miss Anita Pointer from the Pointer Sisters. So, again, we lost Anita last year, New Year's Eve. We lost Bunny back in 2020. And if I'm not mistaken, June passed in 2006. So, of course, rest in peace. The Pointer Sisters are definitely they're reunited. And they are ancestors now. So, again, Ruth is the only Pointer Sister right now, the surviving Pointer Sister. So shout out to her. Shout out to that deep voice. Of course, I know your sister's smiling down from heavens and everything. So, again, hurt me. It hurt my heart when I found out, man. And again, rest in peace to the lovely Miss Anita Pointer from the Pointer Sisters. Have to start off classic Automatic, one of my favorites. And of course, guys, thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you tune in every Monday. It is, again, it's the new year, and it's one of those new year, new me things. So if you guys are into the whole new year, new me, you know, hey, it's all good. Maybe you can probably share it on the page. You can go to Facebook. Make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell their friend's friend to like the page, and their friend's friend to like the page and all that, and so forth and so forth. So keep it continuous, you know, continuity is the word I'm looking for. So we got music on the way. We got some SOS Band on the way. We got some classic Manhattans on the way. And I might hook up the boys. I haven't played the boys in a while. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in. For you guys to support the show, thank you for supporting the show. And if you continue to support the show, and for those who want to continue to support the show, you can go to wardellpodgerjr.com or WardellPodgerJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com and click on the donate button, or you can get some cool merchandise, Solar Records Radio hats, Solar Records Radio shirts, mugs, and I think we still have masks because, again, we are still in a pandemic. And also we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Of course, again, got some SOS Band on the way. And what did I just say? We got some boys on the way and some Manhattans. But let's go ahead and start this show off. I got a classic I want to give you from the Mac Band. You know, since I'm in the M's, I'll give you an underground classic from 1990, early 1991. This is one of my favorites. A little New Jack twist for the McCampbell brothers out of Flint, Michigan. Of course, they're all living in Dallas, Texas now. This is called Someone to Love. You guys see the lock right here, Solar Records Radio.
I'm Oh, hear this. Original lover man show. And Danny Brown man. Comfy give the girls love.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Old School Monday. Don Fleming, of course, we're going to have Wardell Potts on in a few minutes. Of course, it can't be the new year without bringing in the new year without my partner. Of course, got to get him on in momentarily. Of course, that was music from Thelma Houston from 1984. You Used to Hold Me So Tight. Of course, produced by Jim Jam and Terry Lewis. Before that, some classic 93 from the summer of 93 from his debut album, Everything. Of course, that is Joe. When he had hair, he had that S-curl going on the top of his head. Of course, that is I'm In Love. And, of course, started off the block, yes, the Mac Band, 1990, Someone to Love. Still got plenty of time to jam with you, of course, for the next 2 hours. We're here an hour later. I'm usually from 8 to 10 p.m. Now we're going to go from 9 to 11 today. So make sure you guys tune in again. We're going to go back to 8 to 10, but I wanted to do it a little hour later because, you know, brother had, you know, had to get his tummy, you know, satisfy his stomach. You know, I was hungry. Had to eat some. So, I had to eat some. Keep the music going, man. Let's give you a classic, of course, take you back. So this is one of my all-time favorites. Of course, this is music from Loose Ends. Of course, this is Hanging on String. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
You got me. the finest.
Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is, of course, Old School Monday, and that was music from The Temptations. Rest in peace to Ali Woodson. Of course, that is Treated Like a Lady from 1984. Before that, from 1985, music from the SOS Band. Yes, The Finest. Of course, it started off the block with Little Loose Ends, Hanging on String from 1985. Of course, yeah, it's Monday. It is 2023, and it's about new year, new me. Yeah. I try not to engage. I just live my life. I don't know if you guys got a chance to check out Solar Wants to Dance this past Saturday. But, we were talking about New Year's resolutions. Let's see if I got my boy on. Let's see if my partner is on. Let's see. Hello, Wardell. Are you there, brother?
I'm out in the wind on the ranch. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out here with the horses.
Man.
Say, hey, Don.
Already. Don. New year. New year. Happy New Year, brother. Again.
2023, we are here.
Yes, man.
We
the
are
first
here.
Show of 2020. Actually, maybe the second show. Did you do your show yesterday?
No show yesterday.
So officially, this may be the first show of 2023, man. I am honored to have that have that mantle.
Yes, you got it, brother. You got it. You starting this out. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, man, again, happy 2023. As I was mentioning earlier, if for all the listeners who didn't get a chance to check out Solar Wants to Dance, you know, we started off, you know, talking about, you know, people making their New Year's resolutions. And we just so happened that we had the family on. We had Julie on. We had Kimberly on. We had Linda on. Just an amazing time. And every talk to Kimberly was just like, I'm just going to live day to day. You know, a lot of people in the beginning of the year, they have those. They set up those moments to say, look, I'm going to join the gym. You know, gym membership goes up. I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year, or whatever goal you have to lose. And then by March, it seems like it just fizzles out. And so that's why I don't really just make New Year's resolutions like that. I just kind of just live the moment. You have a uniform thing that you set, but you don't necessarily say, oh, this is a New Year's resolution for me. And you know, a lot of people do it. Hey, to each his own. But it's just not my thing. What do you think about that? What do you think about the mystique of the New Year's resolution? Should people hold on to it, or just live their life?
Well, you just went into the wife's car. She started the car up, and the Bluetooth just ran right to her car. So, but anyway, I want you to. Can you hear me, Don?
I can hear you.
Okay. So the mystique about that is exactly, I mean, it is, it's really sad because it's very difficult for people. A lot of people, try to figure out, okay, so now what am I going to do? And how am I going to do this? And so gym memberships every year go up crazy because you know, a whole bunch of people, you know, say this is what they're going to do, and it never really happens. You know, it expires as quick as it starts. So I suggest, as a brother in Christ, and as you know, someone who cares about people, just in general, I suggest renew your mindset. You know, refresh your soul, and discover your purpose in Christ. You know, what is it that God made you for? Why are you here? Who are you? What's your purpose? What, you know, it may just be to be the best parent that you could be, you know, to your children. Or it may be just to be the best auntie or the best uncle or the best, you know, husband or the best wife or the best friend. What is your purpose? You know, we all have a purpose. And so maybe you need to rediscover what your purpose is so that you could be a blessing in someone's life and in yours. You know, because when you do for others, you realize, wow, I did that for someone, and they will reciprocate, and they will let you know how much they appreciate what you've done for them. And when you hear that back, it will bless your heart so well. So I'm just saying, those are the easiest things to do, which is more fruitful in the long run, is to just, you know, not worry about, you know, how, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to go on a diet, I got to lose weight, gotta, you know, all that stuff will happen in time. You know, and you, if you really need to lose weight, you will lose weight if you know that you really need to lose weight. It'll be a natural thing for you. So don't get in a situation where you're spending a whole bunch of money on doing things that you don't know that's hard for you. Do things that are easy for you, like loving your neighbor as yourself, like, you know, checking on your family members, like loving your children, like loving your husband, loving your wife, you know, loving your boyfriend or your girlfriend, like really loving them and not just being in a relationship, but be in the relationship, like in it, not just I have a relationship, but be in it. Say, I'm going full force with this. You know what, this person, if they care that much about me, maybe I need to show them that I care that much about them. And if you don't, then don't be in it. Don't waste people's time. You know, so it's, you know, the New Year's resolution stuff is very difficult, but you can do simple things that will really be a blessing to you. So I pray that all of the listeners that are out there that are trying to figure out what to do, hear us as we're sharing with you, you know, what we think God may want you to do and how you could be a blessing.
Look at you already preaching in 2023, Reverend. Go ahead, then. That's all right. But again, like basically, like you said, look, you know, find your grace, find your grace, find your niche, and just live. That's me. You know, you can't. You know, when people have like certain things that they try to set in uniform when they think about the word New Year's resolution, and sometimes it doesn't go as, you know, they planned it to go, because again, life gives you those curveballs, and the beauty of it is, you know, hey, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. And those obstacles, to me, you know, and I know it sounds a little cliche, you know, God giving you breath to 2024 through 2023, you know, that's a blessing in itself. That's a New Year's resolution in itself. Look, I made it through 2023, you know?
Yeah.
So again, just understand that, you know, and this is just me talking. Whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you, you know, sense, that sense of fulfillment within yourself, and you have to be true, and you're true to yourself with that, it's going to happen. And that's the, you know, that's kind of the mantra that I go through and that I'm going through, and I live day by day. I'm living it in real time right now. So that's just a little something. coming from me. You know, I'm not preaching like you are, Real. I'm just saying.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We learning from each other, brother. So it's all good, and I'm blessed, you know, to just be able to hang out with you and get to know you and hear your story and just learn more about, you know, how God has blessed you and all your situations where you were having a difficult time in life. But see, the glory is that you came through it. You're not there anymore. You're on the other side of it. And that's the plan. And so we remember, we did, most of us, all of us usually have hard times. But look, we're on the side. We made it through that. We made it through that. What a blessing it is. And we got to not take that part for granted. You know, we could talk about it. We could talk about it now.
All right. Man, and y'all hear he's making up for Sunday. You know, he preaching on the show. I love it. Guys, you know, we got about an hour and 8 minutes left of the show. Keeping the music, we're going to keep the music going. We're going to come back because one of the things that I love, you know, we had like a little funk competition and whatnot. He played his music. He played his block. I played my block. And
I beat him, y'all.
Yeah, something like that. We did what we did. But one of the songs that you played, I love. If you remember, you threw a little hip hop in there. You threw a little, I think, Heavy D and the Boys. Now that we found love,
I
love that album. That was from, of course, you guys remember Peaceful Journey. Of course, the late great Heavy D and the Boys, featuring Aaron Hall. But I'm going to start this block off. I'm going back to the original. I'm taking you back all the way to 1977, giving you a little reggae soul funk. This is Third World. The name of the song is called Now That We Found Love. Guys, keep it locked right here. Old School Monday, Wardell Posse Jr., Don Fleming, Solar Records Radio.
Make that it shook all over the place, I say. Thank you.
had to take you back to the summer of 1984. Of course, that was music from Rebe Jackson. You know that one. That is called Centipede. And you know the cool thing about that song, Centipede, of course, it was written and produced, if I'm not mistaken, by Michael Jackson. Background vocals from Michael Jackson and the Weather Girls. You guys remember the Weather Girls. You know, it's raining, man. Hallelujah. I shouldn't be singing that song, but it was a great song. You know, of course, Azora Rhodes, and of course Martha Wash, late great Azora Rhodes from from the Weather Girls, and of course they sung background on that song, including Michael Jackson. Centipede from Miss Rebe Jackson. Before that, from 1979, music from the late great Miss Phyllis Hyman. What a 6 feet of just beauty. Of course, that is You Know How to Love Me, produced by Reggie Lucas and John M'Toume. I was just going to say James M'Toume. I was saying John M'Toume. Actually, James M'Toume. Of course, they are ancestors now, both Reggie Lucas and James M'Toume, written and produced by them. You Know How to Love Me from 1979. Of course, gave you a little reggae funk. Soul from 1977, music from Third World, Now That We Found Love. And Wardell, man, if you got time, man, I'm gonna take the mantle over to you, man, see what you got for the people on this inaugural, first show. I'll just say first show. I'm not going to get all fancy. Of 2023, you know how it goes.
Well, happy January the 2nd. The second day of the year, and you know what? You know, one of the things that happens so much in the new year is that when we're writing checks, we keep writing the year before, and we just mess up so many checks. We keep writing 20, you know, well, it'd be 2022, right? So be careful when you're writing your checks out that you make sure you put 2023, because it's so hard.
There you go.
Because we do things out of habit. We are habit creatures, and so, but I enjoyed that block so much, man. And you know, Centipede is one of my favorite songs, and every time I hear it, I just keep on thinking, you know, why didn't Rebe's career just take off from there? Because that was such a great track, and I just I just had so much hope and faith that it was just going to take off. It's like, whoa, here's another Jackson doing their thing, and then
it's
happening.
Yeah, and of course to have Michael, of course, have, you know, kind of Michael in her corner like that. You know, the man sold over 50 million copies in Thriller, you know. So at the time, I'm guessing 37 million, but the man Thriller album was just a beast, and just to have that stamp of approval, Rebe was talented in our own right, but I was just saying, you know, Michael kind of gave her that boost, you know, writing that song and, of course, having him sing in the background. Man, again, I wish that her album was just, you know, just a whole lot better, you know, and I understand, you know, you just can't really just go on the Jackson name, you know, you have to hold your own, because LaToya had an album that year, if you remember. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jackie Jackson had an album, that year. So, you know, sometimes it just doesn't, you know, go the way that a lot of people feel that it should. But again, we have those memories, and the fact of the matter, they put out some good music.
Yes, they did. I never knew Jackie had an album out, so I'm looking it up right now. Jackie Jackson, wow. I never knew.
Jackie had an album. All of them really did. Excuse me. Marlon had an album a couple of years later.
Yeah, I know.
He had you know. So yeah, man, it is what it is, you know. And of course, Janet had her, you know, she had, as a matter of fact, that same year, Janet was on Fame. You know, Janet was on Fame, and she did the whole Dream Street thing, but we still had her first album, you know, kind of in the midst, because it was at the time 2 years old, you know, Say You Do. And a matter of fact, the song you were talking about that kind of had that new wave feel, because we had talked about that new wave sound of the early 80s and how it was incorporated in Janet's music and certain, you know, certain songs on that album.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just amazing, talented family. At the end of the day, the Jacksons are a talented family. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did well, you know. So Jackie Jackson had a song called Stay. Little Bitty. Wow. And I'm just going through his stuff right now. I'm looking at his album. And his Baby Workout. Wow. So I'm going to have to maybe place him in his stuff.
Did I just teach you something?
Yeah, Blame It on the Bridge. Blame It on the Bridge. Jackie Jackson, wow. I'm going to have to go ahead.
He is really Googling. He is really doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to because I never knew it, you know. Little Bitty Pretty One. Little Bitty Pretty One. Watch out. Go ahead, Jackie. Man. So, yeah, we'll be checking that out in 2023 because I had no idea, so I want to, you know, show him some love as well and play some music for him, play some of his music as well. All right,
hey,
so you ready? Y'all ready for me? Y'all ready for me? Go to your lunch break, Don. I'm going to go ahead on and break off into some old school music here on Don Fleming's show. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this blog. I hope you guys enjoy
this music.
You got it, my
brother.
I'm taking y'all back. I'm taking y'all way back. Let's go.
you never gave me some telling lies. The truth wears no disguise.
It's the rock.
That's the only way to find out.
They're looking love for years. They wasted time and so many tears to make sure love on solid ground. You've got to break it down.
In the rock, that's the only way to find out. Oh,
ooh, in the rock.
So let's break it down to the real thing. Will you look at me? But only see what's on the surface. And I might just be with you exactly. There's that possibility. Just keep away your thoughts and only speak what's on your mind. Cause whatever I tell you, you know it from the heart, and that's the bottom line.
It's wrong.
Wow. Well, that's all I can say. Wow, you took it all. See, I remember that. Now, let me tell you, I remember that song because my mother used to play that. This music from Capella, all the way, 1970, 1971. I love you for many reasons. I love that, man. Where did you find that one?
In my blog. I mean, in my sister. I love that song for a long time.
Oh, my God. You took it all the way back, man. I appreciate that one. And then who did you play before that, man? It sounded like some Whispers. I think you played Girls on that one.
Yeah, that was In the Raw. One of my favorite recordings. And I love that song, In the Raw by the Whispers, doing their thing, man. They're awesome. And I love those guys. Yes, yes. And so,
as a matter of fact, before you talk about that, they were on the podcast. They were on Tank's podcast about a week ago. If you guys check out YouTube, of course, the Twins and Lavelle, they were on. I think it's called R&B Money. So promote other folks' stuff, but get a chance to check it out. It's on YouTube. I think Tank and Jay Valentine interviewed them, man. It's about 2 hours, and it's a lot of history, man. I think if I get a chance to, I'm going to send you the link, and you can post it on the page, because for some reason, I'm still suspended. So, as a matter of fact, let me see something. I'm checking something. Because I might not be suspended, so if I'm good with it, because I still have my little restriction on, so I just didn't bother posting. So I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna post. And Facebook has been ridiculous over the past few, over the past couple of years. But you started off the block, Cisco Kid by The War. By War. I wanted to go ahead and mention that too, because. Great block. Absolutely. You hit me from left field with the fuzz, man. I remember those sisters. Well, I remember hearing that song and never knew who they were. And I looked them up a long time ago, and it just, wasn't on my mind, wasn't on the radar, and you just played it, and that brought back all those memories as a kid. They was out of D.C., as a matter of fact. They were straight out of Washington, D.C. back in the day. And I think they were called the Passionettes, and ended up changing their name to the Fuzz. I don't know why. I don't know the history behind that, but it's just an amazing, amazing song. So, man, thank you for that. We got about another 26 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting the show. You can support the show as well going to wardellpottsjr.com or SolarRicketsRadio.com. You want to get some cool merchandise. I'm assuming we still got some merchandise out there for you, so make sure you support the show by ordering the merch. And also we have a Cash App, $SolarRicketsRadio. All one big goulash word. It's not Solar space Records space Radio. It's all one. Just put it all together. $SolarRicketsRadio. Again, thank you so much for your support. And again, we want to make every show, the new show, better than the last one. And again, we can't do it without all of you guys supporting it and getting that merch, man. So, you got one more in you, or you what's up, man? I'm gonna put you on the spot. What you got for me?
I love it. So I'm always down to play some good old school. You just holler and I'm there. You ready for me?
Start us off and I'll do the rest, man. I appreciate, because you hit when you played the Fuzz. I think I might steal that and put that in my library. But go ahead, do you, man?
I understand. It's your mom and stuff, and it makes you think of your mom, and very touching for me. So I'm glad that really blessed you. And your sister, if she's listening to the
Thank
show.
You.
So, all right. So here we go. I'm going to kick off the block, but you're going to take it from there, right? Is that what's happening? I'm kicking off the block?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, guys. Well, here we go. I'm going to take you back to our little brother, Mr. Jack.
Shining star.
Classic soul, of course, that is music from Enchantment. Yeah, Silly Love Song before that, from 1980, music from the Manhattans. Yes, Shining Star. And what else kicked it off with a little Jacksons, man? What was the name of that song?
You know.
One More Chance. One More Chance.
One More Chance. That's All I Ask of You. I had to get my singing voice together because I wanted to sing it.
Oh, sorry about that. Ruined your time. Sorry.
Yeah, you just killed it, dog. That was a great block, man.
No.
I think that was a I think that was a 4-song block right there. That was great. Yeah. This is a nice evening, man. Thank you so much for starting the year off with this great music.
Appreciate
you very much.
Man, appreciate you. We got about 10 minutes left. I guess that's going to kind of wrap it up for us, man. But any final thoughts? First of all, I got to give a shout out. I got to give a shout out to JoJo. I think JoJo's listening. So shout out to JoJo. Shout out to JoJo, you know, and again, Julia. Julian's hanging out and listening to the show. I want to say what's up to Greg and Astrid. Of course, 2023, man, I'll be a little more vocal. I got to be a little more vocal. And again, just being, I just want to appreciate and just wanted to enjoy just everyone's vibe, positive vibes to the show. Again, and we're appreciating everything and all the contributions that, you know, all our listeners have done for the show and making the show great. I can't thank you enough. Again, thank you so much. Did your thing in 2022. Let's keep it going in 2023.
Amen to that. Julian, you're up this late. You're on the East Coast. You need to go to bed, little girl. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate you, as we know you are a grown, beautiful woman. So thanks for hanging out. We appreciate you. And I just want to tell the listeners, God bless you guys. This is the first Monday of the year, Don Fleming kicking off the station and stuff. The first Monday of the year, the first show of the year. And I want to say thank you, Don, for doing that. And you guys all be blessed because you have been created by the best. And so take care of yourselves and take care of each other. And thanks for hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you, Don. I'm turning it back to you.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you. And again, tune in. We got a show tomorrow. Remind the people, if we do have the show tomorrow, remind them of the show tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to be mixing it up at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. Mix it up. So come hang out with us as we're going to play the music that we play throughout the whole week. Yeah, we play everything on Mixing It Up. We do Mix It Up. So come hang out, 3 p.m. Eastern. I will be there.
Yes, make sure you tune in, guys. Again, I can't thank you enough. Again, happy New Year for those who are just tuning in or listening to the show as a playback. If you can't check us out live, or they'll post it on Solar Records Radio. As a matter of fact, I am off probation, so I can post. As a matter of fact, Here I am. I'm on automatic pilot, and I'm posting the music, saying I'm my account suspended. So I'm having one of them lighthead moments. So I apologize, but yeah, I was posting the music. You can check in the comment section of the music that Wardell and I played throughout the show. Again, rest in peace to the lovely Miss Anita Pointer. She will definitely be missed. Started off the show with Automatic by the Pointer Sisters. Again, just hurt my heart. She passed away on New Year's Eve. So, again, legacy,
wow.
All of that legacy will live on. And,
we also lost the drummer.
You forgot about that, too. Go ahead.
Lost the drummer from Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? One of the White brothers. And so rest in peace as well. Man, I tell you. I believe they died the same day.
And for all you hip hop heads out there, you like rappers and whatnot. Gangsta Boo. We lost Gangsta Boo from 3-6 Mafia, out of Memphis. Memphis rappers had a song that we used to jam to back in the late 90s. Where them dollars at? Of course, rest in peace to Gangsta Boo. Memphis and actually Memphis, Little Rock, the whole South. We're definitely going to miss you. The world misses you. And music and legacy will live on. And again, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Again, like Wardell said, we are mixing it up. And I hear Gail in the background. That her?
Oh, you hear her? Way
I heard her. Wow. I think the listeners heard her too. Just shout out to Gayla. Shout out to the missus. And I'm gonna go ahead and close it out. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow again, Mixing It Up, 3 PM Eastern Standard Time. This is Music from the Boys with Wario Posh Jr. I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe and happy Monday night. Again, happy New Year to you. We are out. See you later, Wario.
God bless.
Good night, guys.
Magic spell. minute.